Name of our one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. This morning's service seemed to be going just fine until Jesus showed up. Jesus talking about hating our family, carrying crosses, giving up our possessions. To be my disciple, he says, you must hate your father and mother, even life itself. That is one tough passage of Scripture. And what kind of family values are those, Jesus? Growing up, I cringed every time I heard this passage or read it, which I did growing up. Maybe you did today, a little bit on hearing it. I don't know about you. I'd been taught growing up, as I did, I shouldn't even say that word, hate. I might say, I hate raisins. I hate waking up early. I hate school. I did say that. All those things. My parents would say, Chris, don't say hate. It's too strong of a word. Just say you don't like it. Well, I don't know if Jesus' parents ever taught him that, or if he maybe just didn't heed it. Because his language is just, it's extreme, it's uncomfortable. But give Jesus this, he really knows how to make a point. He knows how to get our attention. Jesus is emphasizing the seriousness of being his disciple. If you think back to the very beginning of the passage from Luke, Luke tells us that great crowds were following Jesus. Jesus was very popular at this point in his ministry. Great crowds following him around, and his dramatic, his exaggerated language gets their attention. And it gets our attention. It gets our attention so that we might get it. We might understand something more about what it means to follow Jesus. Following Jesus, being in relationship with him, is no easy, casual kind of thing. Yes, the burden is light, as Jesus says elsewhere. But you wouldn't, or you shouldn't, build a tower thoughtlessly. You wouldn't, or you shouldn't, head into war flippantly. Well, being Jesus' disciple is no less weighty, it's no less serious than that. Offering our lives to God, as we know God in Jesus, it's no careless decision. So through this very stark, brusque language that Jesus uses, he's pointing to a centeredness, a dedication of heart and mind that God desires for us, a purposeful direction on the way of love. And according to him, there is nothing more important than this way of love. Oddly enough, that word hate makes this point. Look at the things which might get in the way of following me, Jesus says. Look at those things. Weigh them carefully. Maybe today he would have used other examples, and each one of us will have our own. They're not going to be all the same. Hate your constant distractions, he might say to some of us. Your doom scrolling, your multitasking, your incessantly divided attentions. Hate your stock portfolio, he might say to some. Hate your partisan affiliations. Hate your privilege of race, your privilege of class or gender. Anything that gets in the way of offering yourself to God, offering yourself more fully. Anything not in keeping with the life-giving wholeness of the reign of God. Jesus says, following him is a way of living. It's a way of being, and it is serious business. He makes that clear today. The way we act, the way we react, the way we relate with others, the decisions we make, the way we use our gifts, those gifts which are God's anyway, that these are all framed, they're all centered, they're all guided by our life as disciples. It's not just one more affiliation among many. And this very well might entail a cost, as Jesus says. You know, he's very honest with us. He is. We don't always want to go where love might be leading us. And it might mean offering up things we hold on to, things which get in the way of truly living out God's love in our lives. What this means concretely is going to be different for each one of us. It's not going to be the same. It's specific to each one of us, but each one of us is called. Each one of us is called by God. And today, this morning, in this lovely service that Jesus kind of messed up a little bit, Jesus invites us. Invites us to make this calling by God on our lives our core, our source, our heart. That God's way of love centers our lives. That God's way of love guides our living. That God's way of love shapes our relationships. Amen.